This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, January 24th. 2024. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. This week, featuring Dave Mortensen, co-founder and president at Self-Esteem Brands, franchisors of Anytime Fitness, The Bar Method, and Basecamp Fitness. Dave will share the story of his and partner Chuck Runyon's franchise journey. But first, we must extend our appreciation to Ron Feldman for all of the nuggets and breadcrumbs he dropped right here last week. Ron is truly a fount of information when it comes to franchise finance, development, and government relations as pertains to franchising. And moreover, he loves to share his knowledge. Also, just ahead of this week's conversation, another quick reminder to visit us at FranchiseTodayPodcast.com, where you can share comments, guest suggestions, and access my blog. And also, please, leave reviews to encourage others to give us a listen, too. It'll take just a minute, and it will be much appreciated. Okay, enough said about that. A quick timeout, and when I return, I'll introduce you to Dave Mortensen. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option, bringing more than 60 ultra-engaging audio-optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with over 60 channels of eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio-optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. So, stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code franchise, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code franchise to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. Inspired by the sophistication of the systems provided by Pizza Hut to its franchisees and their frontline employees, Dave Mortensen worked at a local Pizza Hut while attending college. He ditched both, though, when he tagged up with Chuck Runyon, first as consultants to others in the fitness space, and to eventually start Self-Esteem Brands' flagship brand, Anytime Fitness, in 2002. Now, some 22 years later, they boast over 5,500 locations in 41 countries and on all 7 continents. Despite some challenges along the way, such as COVID-19, which saw them transition from celebrating Entrepreneur of the Year honors bestowed upon them by the IFA to having to shut down completely all over the world within a matter of weeks, Anytime Fitness and all of Self-Esteem Brands has remained resilient throughout. The brand not only represents commitment to oneself, but also deep emotional connections with members and franchisees, some of whom often even get tattoos of the brand's logo at their headquarters tattoo parlor during orientation or training. Throughout the conversation, Mortensen highlights the importance of investing in personal growth, family and business continuity, showcasing confidence in the brand's durability. With a growing portfolio including Waxing the City, Basecamp Fitness, and The Bar Method, Self-Esteem's focus is on becoming a true global brand. Dave Mortensen, Welcome to Franchise Today.
Stan, thank you very much. I am honored to be on your podcast with you and look forward to our conversation.
Well, I'm honored to have you on my podcast. You're one of those guys in franchising that I've always admired, and the long storied history of what was Anytime Fitness when I think I first met Chuck Runyon has now blossomed into yet another portfolio of brands, which seems to be the current trend. Dave, why don't you tell us the backstory, though? How did you get started in franchising? How did you and Chuck ever even meet each other?
Yeah, let me give you a little backdrop. You know, franchising is something I've been intrigued in since, you know, when I was going to college, to be very honest with you, Stan. I wasn't one of those lucky people that had college paid for, so I was working hard to pay for college, and my side job was working for Pizza Hut, believe it or not. And you know what? I was enamored by all of the systems, processes, and support that were provided by that business versus some of the, you know, young entrepreneurial brands that I had worked for in my younger years, and to see the training and all the aspects of what they do to develop a brand really intrigued me. So, you know, early on, both Chuck and I, he may have shared on his story that he came from the McDonald's world. So both of us got a taste of franchising early in our lives. And then as we met, and both Chuck and I literally dropped out of college and met in the fitness industry. And we started our own consulting firm early on in the early years, traveling all across the U.S., a little bit in Canada, a little bit in Australia, a little bit in Mexico as well, working with all different types of scales and size of fitness brands and consulting and working with them, developing their membership portfolios. During that period of time, we supported many, many fitness centers that actually were franchised as well, and learned a lot about franchising in that space. So when we started to conceptually put together our own brand with Anytime Fitness back in 2002, we knew we wanted to be a franchisor. Being consultants, we knew the value of entrepreneurship. We knew the value of the passion of the franchisee and the support that they have and the solutions and systems. And we believed we could put together something very, very similar. And we just became fans of franchising through our experiences of relationships.
And so now, all these years later, exactly how many Anytime Fitness locations can we find around the world, including Antarctica?
Well, we are in all seven continents, as you shared. And of course, we have 5,500 plus locations in just over 41 countries. So we're launching about 3 to 4 more new countries in this year. We'll probably be above 45 countries by sometime in mid-2024 as well. So it's been really exciting to see the expansion. We've actually had, Stan, since 2002, there has never been a year we haven't seen continued growth and development of our franchise system, even through the heart of COVID.
And we were talking, just you and I, before you hit the button to go live. It was February 19th, almost 4 years ago in 2020, that I had Chuck on as a guest, and we were talking about celebrating the Entrepreneur of the Year award that the IFA granted you guys in recognition of all the incredible things you've done in franchising. And then 4 weeks later, all seven continents are dark. I mean, you talk about whiplash. How did you manage the emotional impact of the high of that award to crisis mode within 4 weeks' time? What did that do to you?
You know, I'll tell you, Stan, that's great questions. During that period of time, I'll never forget, that was probably one of our biggest pinnacles. We were in our best quarter ever, start of our best quarter ever in that year, and in the start of 2020. And in 2019, as Chuck shared with you, we had just launched into our seventh continent, went on this impeccable trip in Antarctica to see our facility there and go through that experience. And 3 months later, as you stated, all of a sudden we're shutting down in every country. There was a point in time, and in that period of time, Chuck and I looked at us and said, you know, we anything could happen, but we're in a pretty stable state. Well, guess what? Never say never. And I say this to people often, never say never, because anything can happen. But it's not the challenges that we faced during that period of time. Hey, listen, we all face that challenge. There isn't a person I know that didn't get impacted by COVID one way or the other. But the strongest people invested back into themselves invested back into their families, invested back into their businesses. And today I can tell you that we are a stronger brand because of COVID, and we will be stronger into the future because of it as well.
Well, people first is something I've always seen. I've had the privilege of visiting you guys up in Woodbury and seeing your facility. I think in addition to being the only brand that I've ever experienced in franchising that has a location in Antarctica, I think you're also the only brand I've ever experienced that's got a tattoo parlor in its home office. What do you think?
Well, I think both of those are true statements. And, you know, tattoos are interesting. You know, being in all seven continents is something that people ask, you know, why did you do that? Because we wanted to be the first and only franchise system to be on all seven. And heck, we still plan on going up to space stations. We got all sorts of plans for our brand. But I'll tell you, having people tattoo, and other brands have done it like Harley and others, having people tattoo your brand on their body is not just saying you've got a logo on you know, over 4,000 people that we've invested into their tattoo. What it really does is tell a story behind it. If you ever ask someone about their tattoos, you're going to hear some of the most impactful stories. If they're a franchisee, how it's impacted their life. If they're a member of one of our clubs, whatever the story may be, these tattoos come to life in so much more than you can possibly imagine. It's pretty incredible.
I feel like one word, three syllables, commitment is what first comes into my mind.
You know, it's life-changing. They definitely are committed, but it's not about commitment to our brand. It's about the commitment they made to themselves. You know, when you're making a life-changing event on yourself, that tattoo isn't about our brand. It's really about them and a story on them that we were able to be a part of their life-changing event. And when you can be a part of someone's tree of life, that's pretty impactful. And we're pretty proud to say that, you know, our vision and statement of our brand is to improve the self-esteem of the world. Nothing says that more than when someone puts your brand on them.
So, Dave, let's spend a minute talking about the extension of the family self-esteem brands, which no longer just Anytime Fitness. We're talking Waxing the City, Basecamp, Bar Method, Stronger You. How did the progression of these brands come together and over what period of time?
Well, you know, it's funny, Stan. A lot of us, we get into whatever business we're in. We were in the fitness business when we started Anytime Fitness, and that was our focus. But as you know, when you get into franchising, you're running two businesses. You're actually running a franchise system, and you're the industry that you're a part of. And as Anytime Fitness was growing, we realized we were developing all these deep capabilities inside of our brand that were capabilities we felt could really be shared across platforms. And because we had built those out, we had made that decision to bring on more brands. And it's been really enjoyable to bring on additional brands to help them catapult their businesses and invest in them. And, you know, Waxing the City, for an example, is just a barn burner right now. I think we sold over 110 territories this past year. It'll double in size in the next year and a half. We got over 150 studios open today. And that one is just came out of COVID stronger than all of our brands. And then, of course, with Basecamp Fitness and the Bar Method, strong follows, we're really excited about what's going on within our portfolio.
And how big a part of the portfolio today is represented by the international versus domestic development?
You know what? We just restructured our whole organization as we continue to become a true global brand. A lot of brands say they're international, but to be a true global brand, you have to think global first. And to answer that question, more stores are open internationally than they are domestically today. So an example is we're at about 5,500 units across the world. 2,500 of them are domestically. 3,000 of them are internationally. We, from this day forward, will open more stores internationally every year for all of our brands than we will domestically. So we have to think as a global brand first, and there's a lot of work that in play to make that happen.
That's purely commonsensical, though, to me, because you've been developing in the U.S. domestically for a lot longer than you've been in Japan or the markets that you're growing into now. So that makes nothing but sense to me, Dave.
Absolutely. It's the evolution of who we are. And each and every day, as you know, Stan, the best brands are continually reinventing themselves year over year, not just in the brand itself, but how they operate those businesses as well. And that's some of the focus we have going on as well.
Anytime from the beginning, though, really had a smaller footprint than the big boxes that were coming along. I mean, you guys had a different vision for the social impact of working out as well as the actual physical part, did you not?
Well, really, the social aspect is making fitness a part of everyday life. And when we got into this industry back 30 plus years ago, fitness was a destination place, no different than grocery stores and some other things that at that period of time. And you've seen all of those things become more convenience. And we wanted to bring convenience to health and wellness and make it a part of everyone's day in life. And we knew we had to bring the gyms to them in their local communities. And because we're a more localized brand in every community that we walk into, it made fitness as a part of their daily journey. In fact, now we're extending that past our four walls and really thinking about the digital aspect of the relationship that we create within those consumers, which is the next steps in evolution of what we're doing with our brand.
And what a great place, what a great segue for me to say time for a quick break, Dave. And when we come back from that break, let's talk about this big time news story that you guys are breaking with one of the biggest technology companies in the world. Dave Mortensen's my guest today. He's the co-founder and president of Self Esteem Brands. We're going to take a quick time out and we'll pick up where we left off in just 1 minute. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back. But first, a word from our sponsors.
In today's world, franchisors must apply systems that manage and support all aspects of franchise relationships. Whether it's supporting prospective franchisees on their discovery journeys or getting units open and properly supported, whether it's managing legal, compliance, and royalties, or managing franchisee location and ownership information. I'm talking about FRM Solutions and the power of one. One system, one tool that manages it all for multiple stakeholders across a single brand or across an entire enterprise for multi-branded portfolio companies. Yes, a single instance of FRM is all it takes across departments and across brands. One system providing a single source of truth that will push, pull, and integrate with data from other sources. Plus, FRM offers dynamic and comprehensive dashboarding and robust reporting with customizations available across all departments and brands. So, replace inflexible, take-it-or-leave-it platforms with a more personal approach and satisfy the needs of many with the power of one. FRM Solutions, the only one that lets you have it your way. Visit FRMSolutions.com to learn more or to order up a demo today. And my conversation continues with Dave Mortensen, president and co-founder of Self Esteem Brands. Well, we parked on a bit of a riddle there, Dave. I kind of teased the audience with something big that's taking place in technology. Why don't you roll it out for us?
Well, yeah, thanks for that. And maybe I'll tee this up and go. There's a couple things that are really happening at the Anytime Fitness level right now. As you know, Stan, one of the unique things of our brand is that we provide access to our members 24/7, 365 days out of the year. And when they're a member of one club, they're a member of all 5,500 plus clubs, which is a unique value proposition to our consumers. Well, not only has fitness become something that's just in the four walls of our gyms, fitness has become a part of everyone's daily journey. And this past year, we just launched our new app, our new fitness app that really focuses on fitness, nutrition, and recovery, and of course, community as well, and education. And that platform just launched an incredible relationship with probably the best fitness content provider in the world. And that is with our partnership with Apple Fitness Plus. And we are so excited about this partnership that we've been working on for probably over a year to be the sole provider of that partnership and the only provider in a four-wall business that we can connect to our consumers. So their Apple Fitness content is now an integrated platform inside of our app, and it's free use to every one of our members. So any new member or any existing member that joins our facilities now has the access of this robust platform. In fact, I think they just announced that Rihanna is going on the platform as well. So think about the music, think about the best trainers in the world that are part of the Apple Fitness platform plus platform, and now all of our customers can utilize this both inside and outside our gym, really bring in their fitness level to a whole new world. Our whole goal with our fitness app was to really connect with our consumers in a digital way and not just in our four walls. And an example of that, like I was talking about our 24-hour access, we also launched digital access. So when you join an Anytime Fitness today, now rather than getting a key fob to get into the gym, you literally access the gym via your app. We now have launched a digital access to every one of our gyms across the world. So they are connected to go inside of our gyms with that, making the app a utility to their daily life, just as a boarding pass does for the app of any airline. So we're really excited about deepening the relationship with our consumers, but it's really deepening the relationship with the consumer with their health. So the purpose of our app is to really get them more connected to their well-being and their health in their daily journey each and every day.
You know, when I was in the chicken wing business, nothing healthy about that. But the thing we used to do at trade shows or at expos where we're trying to meet new prospects was we wanted to serve up a wing. We wanted to get trial. We wanted to introduce ourselves to people who might never have heard of us. And the best way to do that was to stick a wing in their hand and let them stick it in their mouth. I think this new digital opportunity kind of reminds me of that a little bit. In addition to deepening the relationship digitally with those who are already your clientele, how many new exposures are you going to make to people that are going to discover Anytime Fitness because they're Apple loyalists already, and they're going to meet you through that watch or that digital introduction? The numbers must be staggering.
Well, it's pretty incredible. Apple's been a great partner. They really have been. They've introduced Anytime Fitness to any of their consumers that are using the Apple Fitness Plus platform. And in here in January, they're also even providing an opportunity to go to an Anytime Fitness with any of the Apple Fitness, Apple hardware as well. So it's really exciting to have a true partnership. And there's a value add for both of us. And we're going to continue to evolve that relationship.
Dave, we're in a post-COVID world talking to an audience of largely franchise professionals, franchise prospects, emerging brands. What pearls of wisdom in our time left can you share in your vision for the next 1, 3, or 5 years out?
You know, I'm one, as you know, Stan, and I know you're the same way as I am. I'm just a fan of franchising. I have the opportunity to sit on the board with the International Franchise Association. We are both collectively work together on advocacy for not only the franchise industry, but the industries that we serve as well. So, you know, I always say for any franchise prospect, if it isn't, of course, self-esteem brands, anyone that you're looking at, I always say, look at brands that look above themselves, look ahead of and think of their industries that they serve first, then the systems and solutions and how they fit within those industries. And the best brands have a story to share of how they continue to evolve their brands or have a plan to evolve their brands. They don't have to have every answer. And for us, it's all about making sure that we're listening to our own franchisees because they really are the heart and soul of how we continue to evolve and improve and grow. And for us at Self Esteem Brands, we're just looking for people that are passionate, people that care about people, and people that want to make a difference in lives. And you know what? If they're making a difference in lives, their life will be changed as well and rewarded financially in the systems and businesses that they get involved in. So we're excited to continue evolve Self-Esteem Brands and all of the brands with Anytime Fitness, Wax in the City, Basecamp Fitness, and the Bar Method. And we'll be bringing on more to our portfolio to continue to grow, but it's been a fun ride to date.
From a trends perspective, Dave, anything that you're seeing that has your attention that you're keeping a watchful eye on, whether it be through government relations or just changes in consumer behavior, which we've touched on an awful lot here today. What are the trends that you are kind of keeping an eye on and monitoring?
Well, you and I both know this, but personalization is everything right now. Consumers want to know that you know them better than they even know themselves, to be able to help them grow and evolve in whatever product or services that you provide. Us being in the services industry and helping people change their life, we have to find ways to help them stay motivated. So we are using a lot of artificial intelligence to really understand consumer behaviors and trends and changes so we can actually stay ahead of their journey and their fitness journey to keep them on it longer and to get them healthier. One of our ultimate goals is to be able to say, we can tell you year over year over year that our members are getting healthier. So it's above and beyond how many members we have. Are we really making a difference in their lives and changing the way they evolve? Because if you are really making a change in a customer's life, the longevity of that member is only going to stay longer. So there's a lot of focus on artificial intelligence, digital attachments, personalization that are very important. And then how do we stay ahead of the curve and educate our government on the benefits of franchising and how we continue to improve the vehicle and the systems and the solutions out there and get them to understand that there is a separation between franchisees and the franchisor and making sure that they respect those businesses and evolve those businesses to make it easier for franchisees and franchisors to support one another.
Fair and equitable, Dave. Dave, if there was anything I haven't asked you today that you might wish I did, what would it be?
You know, if I was to ask you to anything, it would always be this. I'm a heart and soul person. And Dave, I would have my question to me would be, if someone's going to get into franchising, how do they make those connection points? And my biggest advice to people is don't get all caught up in just your ROI. Chuck and I have been partners for 30 years, and we've lived our business of something. We are lucky to say I love what I do every day, and I continue to love what I do. But it's all about ROE. It's a return on emotional investment. Because we all know when you buy into a business, you're investing into yourself, which is the greatest investment of all. So do something that you will make you passionate. Do something that you will love to do above and beyond the financial rewards that it'll provide to you. You will make the right decision financially, but if you're not emotionally connected to the business you have, you'll never get the financial reward that you deserve. So that would be my advice for anyone on this call.
Last question. How about some contact info for those that want to take a deeper dive into that which they've heard here today?
I'll give you two. I'm really simple. Dave at selfesteembrands.com. But something that a lot of people don't do, Stan, and we do this, availability to our system is really important. So my cell number is 612-991-3939. Feel free to text me. I always connect you with the right people within our organization.
Now that, my friend, is impressive.
Listen, you can't help and support people if you don't make yourself available, and that's something that's always been important to me.
Dave Mortensen, you have just demonstrated that you are who you are and you walk the talk, and I'm proud to have you here, always proud to have you as a peer. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Franchise Today.
I'm a fan, Stan. Thank you for having me.
Well, that does it for today. Next week, Ularity's Heather Anderson joins us to talk about the changing world of local store marketing and the role of artificial intelligence in that space. I'm really looking forward to that discussion. So, until next Wednesday at noon Eastern, when we return to do it all again, I'm Stan Friedman, wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising, and Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. No excuses, just solutions. Find them online at frmsolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another live episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com or iTunes.